separate from everyone else, all of you, because we're really all one. So we're always looking at an aspect of our own self, an aspect of our own awareness. So as you will climb the mountain higher. So what they mean by that is give love a chance. In other words, there's an authorization, there's an appointment, there's a destiny, there's an overdrive that's advancing strongly. So when they're saying advancing strongly, it's like it will overtake you. It will overpower you in a good way. It will provide you constant relief as you will allow it to self-absorb. So they want me to explain this. Self-absorb is you are leaving your past scenery. You are leaving your past existence. You are leaving your past karma. And you are heading right this way. So the reason they're saying that is they want us to feel strong, and they want us to feel sincere, and they want us to feel mighty, and they want us to feel like we can overturn and claim our destiny. So when we think of overturning, at least from my consciousness, I think of like overturning governments or whatever it is. But the idea is it's an outer conduct. It's an outer advisory, where what we're doing is we're overturning the old energy, the old consciousness, the old way, the old traveling existence. We're not leaving our appointed roles. We're not leaving our body heavy. What we're doing is we're moving into our own, how would I say this, like our own natural scenery. So what we want to do is to stay awake. The reason is the more we can stay awake, the more we can stay present, sincere. The reason they're adding the word sincere is it has to do with the heart. When you're invested in your ego winning, when you think you know it all, that is not sincere. That is, I favor my ego most of all. I want to win. If other people lose, oh well. That's not going to get you anywhere. So whatever word I said before, sincere, the sincerity is like the brilliance. It's the heartland. It's wanting freedom for everybody. It's wanting the pain of the consciousness that we all subscribe to really be over already. Like, isn't there another way to live? Isn't there another way of existence? So that sincerity will take you to the other side. So you really want to receive that. We want to receive this. They changed that to this, and I want to explain that. When I'm saying this, it makes it more present. It makes it more, they're saying stationary, and what they mean is like we're already assembled, we're already here, we're already masters, we're already awakening. So the more that we stay with that, the more that we stay present, the more that we stay sincere. Sincere is, use me for the ascension. Show me my next new role. So that's where we're leaving the past, we're leaving the pain and the sorrow, we're leaving separation consciousness, we're leaving victimization. And this is super important, because really pay attention to the story you're explaining to someone. If you're like holding victim-y energy and you think that's okay and normal, that's actually what needs to be pressed forward, meaning that's what needs to go. That's what needs to leave, so that we can open to our grand harvest, so that we can open to our light sincere, so we can open to our new association, because love is all around us. When we think about ascension or 5D reality, we're not talking about something very far away at all. We're talking about something literally in our midst that we're learning to sign onto, that we're learning to recognize as ours, that we're learning to recognize as our true home. And so the more that we will accept the challenge being the offering of a new lifestyle, and the offering, but even when they say new lifestyle, it's like new, but it's also going to be very familiar. And that's so important for all of us, because the more that we understand it's very familiar, it's not going to be so intimidating or overwhelming, or we don't have to hold on to the doubt anymore, because it's really going to be very, very natural. It's almost like, oh my gosh, I remember you. This is who I actually truly am. So it's they're saying it's a feeling familiar. We want to understand that, because all of us are still traveling through some fear, because we all still on some level are still identifying with the ego. That's like, oh, you don't want that. Stay with what you're comfortable with, or what you're used to, I should say. And so what we're learning to do is to climb that mountain steadily, meaning going higher. And so when you get that sort of like trepidation or fear, like, where am I going? Am I going to lose anything if I do this? We want to remember that it's almost like we're bouncing into heaven in a way. It's like we're opening up to love the most all along, meaning that we're not losing anything, we're gaining our real life. So allow yourself to party. When they're saying party, it's like allow yourself to be welcomed in, allow yourself to relax. What we're relaxing is into the new atmosphere. What we're relaxing in is the new season. What we're relaxing in is our new change of times. And so they're asking us to hold that right here and now, the new change of times. Feel the energy upon you. Feel the light transforming you. Feel your destiny opening up to you. Feel your heart quickening. Feel all that stale energy being transformed, released, transmuted at last. Because simply, there's no longer a charge to it. You're no longer interested in it. You're no longer providing it additional assistance. So in other words, it's going to fall off because you're no longer invested in it. So allow light to reign supreme. Allow love to be brought forth at last. Make sure your heart is opening. Have some kind of feeling of that heart expanding. We all have a closed heart still. So it doesn't matter who you are. There's more to expand. There's more to assist. There's more to understand. So anything where you offer that faithfully, meaning you don't really know where you're going necessarily, but you're willing to dream on. You're willing to dream on. You're willing to go exploring. You're willing to say, enough is enough of where I've been. I know what I don't want. That's enough. I know what I don't want. That's not getting us anywhere. I must proceed further. I must go on to secure my next blessings. So anything like that will support you as you continue to shine, as you will continue to receive relief. Again, relief being relief from the skies, meaning relief from your higher essence, ascended master self, your destiny. So allow yourself to receive with liberal pleasure. And so it is. Oh my gosh, I just can't explain.